praise Master Jesus. This is Iglandova, our voice of rest. I am God's friend, Ofora Obiajulu Chikuzie. Let's pray. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. King of glory, time has come for us to eat the living word of God, to expand our understanding, shift us from this level of functionality to a higher level of functionality in you. May your name be honored and glorified. In the name of Jesus, we receive the oil of understanding to behold the wonders in your word. In Jesus' name. Today, I want to talk about developing our union experience with the divine nature. How to develop our union experience with the divine nature. Go with me in 2 Peter 1 verse 3. The Bible said we are partakers of divine nature. Partakers of divine nature. It said, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of divine nature. We are partakers of divine nature. What is divine nature? In Genesis 1:26, God said, let make man in our own image. Divine nature is the complete image of God. And according to the Bible, because revelation is progressive, according to the Bible, the ones who have seen in the scripture, divine nature, God is love, 1 John 4 verse 8. God is spirit, John 4:24. God is consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29, and God is light, 1 John 1:5. These are divine nature. But today I want to pick out light. God is light. In 1 John 1:5, the Bible said that these are the things we have heard from him that we declare to you, that God is light. I wish you understand this. God is light. In other words, if you are experiencing any form of darkness, is a revelation that you are yet to tap into that experience or into that reality that God is light. Go with me. When God said, let make man in our own image, what is the image of God? When we said, let's make man in our own image, what is he talking about? The image of God are so numerous. But one of the striking image of God that is so revealed in the scripture is light. There are two kinds of light I want to talk about today. But in all, there are five kinds of light. But today, I want to discuss two kinds of light. But in general, there are five kinds of light. But I want to talk about two. What are the two kinds of light? There is creative light and there is created light. Pay attention. God is light. There is creative light and there is created light. Creative light is the Lord himself. God is light. That light creates. Created light is the light that man made. It was created like sun and moon, and we harvest all the natural principles from it. Praise Master Jesus. If man can make use of created light and be doing exploits, how much more the creative light that we are? Praise Master Jesus. If man estimate that statement in Einstein's theory, E=mc². Is that whenever energy comes in contact with light, that matter is produced. He said the created light, look at the speed of created light. If created light, the one that was created, can move in this speed, that is one kind of light that the instrument couldn't measure. That is creative light. God himself. And that's who we are. In other words, you can be the person made in the image of God, that as the energy of the spirit comes in contact with the light of God, that who you are, matter is produced. Praise Master Jesus. We're going to go into detail in it. In John 8 verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in the darkness, but walk in the light of life. Pay attention. In John 20 verse 21, he said, as the Father has sent me, I'm now sending you. If the Father sent Jesus as the light of the world, it is not the light of the earth. Pay attention. It is not the light of the earth. It is the light of the world. The world comprises earth and the whole universe. In other words, there are billions of galaxies that we're supposed to be bringing light into. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and the Father has sent me as one. I'm now sending you. That means we came as also light. It is revealed in Matthew 5, verse 14. The Bible said that we are the light of the world, not light of the earth, the light of the world. Praise Master Jesus, that we are city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. In other words, we are city of light. Oh, hey, we are city of light. In other words, if we are city of light, any city we are, darkness cannot exist there because we are city of light. We are the light of the world. The city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. We're not just a light. We are set on a hill. What kind of hill? The hill of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. In our locality, darkness cannot exist. I say this. If you're living in a house that was built by Deputy Satan, pay attention. You are living in a house that is built by the Deputy Satan. Because you are in that house, light is not opposite of darkness. Light is absence of darkness. If you show up in that house as a tenant, that darkness will disappear. It is not prayer. This is who we are. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, we are called light bringers. We are light bringers because anywhere we come, light comes. Anywhere we show up, darkness disappears because darkness is absence of light and light is absence of darkness. Praise Master Jesus. If we are light bringers and you are sent into an office, for instance, and you don't need to know who is demonic or who is devilish. What do you need to do? Start echoing who you are. I am the light of the world. The city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. I am the light of the world. The city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. I am the light of the world. The city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. I am shining brightest. The more you echo who you are, hey, everything that is not in tandem with the kingdom world will disappear. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In verse 16, the Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good work and glorify the Father in heaven. That means there is a light in us. In John 1 verse 9, the Bible said, Jesus is the true light that bringeth light, that lighteth every man that comes into this world. There is a level of light in all men. But once he comes into Christ, that light is magnified. Praise Master Jesus. That light, and Jesus said, let that light so shine. How can I make light inside of me, which is Christ in me? The light of God. God is light. Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. How can I make that light in me, Christ in me, so shine before men that they will see my good works and glorify my Father in heaven? How? Is a question. How? Praise Master Jesus. I will show you in a jiffy how to make that light to shine so brightest. The more you enter into experience, a union experience with the divine nature, and consciously start echoing who you are. How do you do it? The way I'm saying it, so simple. I enter into higher level union experience with the divine nature. I enter into higher level union experience with the Lord and His divine nature. I am the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. I am the light of the world. The more you echo who you are, your light will shine so bright before men. They will see your works. For instance, from the scriptures, in Acts 9, when Jesus encountered Saul, Bible said there was a light that shined from heaven and Saul was blinded and began to ask a question. In other words, that light is a killer. That light is also a keeper. Whenever your light starts shining so brightest, even the Antichrist people will end up being converted to Christ. No matter how Antichrist that person is, no matter how demonic that person is, because that light will shine so brightest that darkness cannot comprehend it. They must come to the knowledge of the truth, which is Christ in us. Praise Master Jesus. That one encounter of light, Saul was converted to Paul. Praise Master Jesus. Even when Paul had an encounter with Elemas, because Paul is a demonstration of who Christ is. And that's who we are, light of the world. Elemas was confusing people that he was preaching to. He said, because you are a deceiver, bringing nonsense into what I'm saying about these people to come to the knowledge of truth. From now, that let you be blind. Bible said there was a dark mist that came over Elemas. Darkness, that dark mist is a kind of light. I don't want to talk about it anyway. I don't want to talk about it because that's part of the five kinds of light. But I'm talking about the creative light and the created light. Praise Master Jesus. And Saul was converted. In other words, if you began to proclaim who you are, Any way you show up, bad will be converted to good. Evil will be converted to godly. Praise Master Jesus. Unbeliever will be converted to believer. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. The two kinds of light I talked about initially, the creative light and the created light. I don't want to talk about the other light, but I will center on this too because it will form part of the discussion. If created light is doing exploits in our world, how much more creative light? If chemotherapy machine is a product of light, and if cancer is detected on a early stage and the person passes through chemotherapy, it kills cancerous cell. If cancerous cell cannot stand created light, the one that was created, if he couldn't stand it, how much more creative light? In other words, the more we proclaim who we are, the very light of God, the more we proclaim who we are, anything called cancerous cell will dissolve in 1 second. Call it tumor, it will dissolve in 1 second. I hope you know, if there's a cancerous cell inside the brain system, the chemotherapy cannot handle it, because at the back of the memory of our spirit man that goes inside our brain, there is a memory there that the creative light does not allow, the memory does not allow the created light to pass through it. Created light does not pass through that memory to hit your brain. But only thing that passes through that memory to hit your brain is creative light. And if you have tumor inside of your brain and that creative light starts showing up inside of your brain in the experience of who you are, that will dissolve and disappear. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, if you have a cancerous cell in your body, any part of your body, but can't proclaim who you are, I am the light of the world. A city set on hill cannot be hidden. I am, my body is light. I am a creative light being. I am a creative light being, the light of the world. I enter into higher level human experience with the divine nature, with the Lord and his divine nature. The more we proclaim who we are, anything that is in our system will consciously disappear. Praise Master Jesus. Secondly, if this created light in a photocopy machine, all of us will see it, photocopy machine, suddenly you put in the photocopy machine, you begin to go to and fro. In other words, if you put in an original, it will end up creating photocopies. The more you proclaim who you are, anytime you stand as a teacher, as anything, you end up multiplying yourself. Praise Master Jesus. This is what the demonic world has understood, and they are doing it. Praise Master Jesus. Keep on proclaiming who you are. Even if there is any sickness or disease in your body, it will see a light. That light does not have a reference for sickness and disease, and it will disappear. One lady had a breast cancer, and we ministered to her. She left. The breast cancer dried up. Not just dried up. That part of the breast that has scars because of the wound of that cancerous stuff that wanted to destroy her, the whole thing has dried up. God peeled out the skin and recreated a new skin that you will not know that something happened to that breast before. One other woman they brought to us that has breast cancer, because we understood the mystery of light of God, the creative light. They brought a woman that has a breast cancer to us, and I laid my hand on her, and in my spirit that light flowed and entered into the woman's body. The woman left and went home, and the whole thing went like a pulse. They collected about 4 to 5 cups of pulse, and that was the end of that breast cancer. She was completely healed. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. We are the light of the world. Anywhere we show up, light has come. Darkness will disappear. Praise Master Jesus. When Albert Einstein talked about ME is equals MC squared, because we are light of the world, we are carrying the energy of the spirit. Once the energy of the spirit comes in contact with the light of who we are, matter will be created. This is the bedrock to creative miracles. Praise Master Jesus. This is the bedrock to creative miracles. One of us have having a heart problem, and we ministered to her about the God is giving you a new heart. She said she was in the dream. 3 angels showed up in the dream, and they operated on her, took away the heart that was sick and diseased, and gave her a new heart. She woke up on that towards the end of that heart disease. Praise Master Jesus. In 1 John 3 verse 9, Bible said, he that is born of God cannot sin. 1 John 3 verse 9, he that is born of God cannot sin. Praise Master Jesus. In 1 John 5 verse 18, the Bible said, he that is born of God cannot sin, and he that is born of God keeps himself, that the wicked one cannot touch him. Christ in you, your spirit man, cannot sin. Cannot. Even if you want, he cannot. Sin is a function of unrenewed soul and your body. What do you do? Bible said, If you renew your mind, you shall be transformed. The more you renew your mind, the more you come into the transformational experience of Christ in you. You won't remember saying, "Be holy as I am holy." It's a reality. That's who we are. Praise Master Jesus. He said, "The evil one will not touch him." The more you proclaim who you are, "I am the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. I am the Son of Light. I am the light of the world. I am creative light." The more you proclaim who you are, "I am in union with the divine nature. I am the light of the world." The more you proclaim who you are, Bible said, there is something that will start emitting out of you. The frequency of light. The frequency of light, consciously, the demonic world does not have reference for. In other words, it will be strange to them. They will run away. It's clearly stated. Bible said in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14 and 15, he said, "Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, that we are to God the fragrance of Christ." That word fragrance means frequency. What is frequency? Energy. What is light? Light is energy. The more we proclaim who we are, we start emitting a certain frequency, a certain energy out of our being. Everything that cannot be found in heaven will run far away from us. Secondly, everything that is found in heaven will be attracted to us because we are on the same frequency. The enemy can't touch you. Even if you are sleeping, they can't come 10 kilometers around you because there's a certain frequency that they can't smell at that certain frequency. They will run away. Praise Master Jesus. They will run away. With me anywhere, they will run away. But the problem is that we don't even know that there is something inside of us. Why did God say, "He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world"? Because he know there is a frequency of he that is in you that is greater than every other frequencies on earth combined together. The frequency of Christ in you. That is the light of God. The more you begin to proclaim who you are, that frequency will start oozing out of your being. Even if you're walking on the road, even if they carried you, kidnappers carried you, or ritualists carried you, they will release you instantly because once he comes in contact with them, bam, in their chamber, there is a different frequency that will send signal to them they are in danger. They should release this person. This person is not a kind of person that they can kill. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. We are the emitter of the frequency of heaven. Even if that you are in a vehicle, this issue of, "Lord, protect me, cover the steering, I cover the tire with the blood of Jesus." Let me be clear with you. There is nowhere in the Bible said, "Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus." It is a religious dogma. There is nowhere in the Bible said, "Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus." In Hebrews 12, the Bible said that the blood of Jesus speaketh a better thing. He's speaking. Receive what he's speaking. Instead of asking, "Lord, cover me with the blood of Jesus," receive the voice of the blood of Jesus that speaks security, that speaks protection, that speaks preservation, that speaks defense, that speaks prosperity, that speaks provision, supply. Stop covering yourself with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is not a blanket. The Bible did not tell us to go and cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. He said, "The blood of Jesus speaketh." Oh, Yoni, he's saying something. Receive what he's speaking as you want it. "I cover myself with the blood of Jesus." It is not scriptural. It's nowhere in the Bible. "I cover the vehicle blood." Why is people covering the vehicle and the vehicle keep on having an accident? In other words, instead of covering yourself with the blood of Jesus, keep on proclaiming and receiving the voice of the Lord Jesus. In as much as I've said this, if you're traveling, instead of covering your tire, stop covering your tire. The blood of Jesus is not a blanket. The blood of Jesus is a person. He's a force of the spirit. He's a personality. Receive what he's speaking. Praise Master Jesus. Back to what I'm talking about, light. In your vehicle, you're traveling. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am in higher level union experience with the divine nature. I am the light of the world. It sits on here, cannot be hidden. I am the light of, I shines brightest. The more you meditate around this reality, even if there is a kidnapper waiting for you people on the road, they will sense a signal and they will disappear from the road. Praise Master Jesus. Thirdly, in 1 Peter 2 verse 9, the Bible said, "We are a holy nation. We should proclaim the praises of him that called us from darkness into the marvelous light." And 1 John 5 verse 19, he said that this whole world is lying in the magnetic force of the enemy. Pay attention. This whole world, and they keep on telling us, listen, in Revelation 11 verse 15, the Bible said that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. This kingdom that is lying in the energy of the enemy, or the magnetic energy of the enemy, has become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it is you and I that ought to bring the expression, the experience of the kingdom of heaven to find his expression upon the kingdoms of this world that become the kingdoms of Lord Jesus Christ. This whole world has become the kingdoms of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Master Jesus. All this is I've said cannot benefit you if you're outside Christ. It's only possible in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you can never be a benefactor of whatever I've said. Go to your office. Your office is a part of the kingdom. Go to your saloon. Go to your business. Keep on hearing who you are. I am the light of the world. If you are traveling, I am the light of the world. If you're a lawyer in a court, keep on saying it. I am the light of the world. Even if they come to court with an influence, the light of God will swallow it up. The influence will not work. This is who we are. Praise Master Jesus. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. First of all, I want to bring people that are still under the magnetic force of the enemy. If you are sincere to receive Christ as the Lord and Savior, put your hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. The reason of putting a hand on your chest is that there is a gateway around your chest. There is a gate of eternity around your chest. Put your hand around your heart. Say after me, O Lord Jesus, thank you for your word has come. I believe in my heart you came as a man in the flesh. You went to the cross in my name. You died in my name. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. As I confess your lordship over my life, I receive eternal life into my heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I dedicate the throne of my heart to you. From this day, you are my Lord and my Savior in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise Master Jesus. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. If you have a sickness in your body, if you're passing any true challenge, no problem. Put your hand on your chest. I want to pray all kinds of prayer right now. Thank you, the Holy Wise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a lady, 21 years of age, on your right foot, that is a scorching wound, dropping blood and pus at the same time, on your right side of your leg. As I speak to you now, the voice of life has dried up that womb, taken out of your system completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing myself in a local shop, three of them. I proclaim every form of fire incident or accident involving these three lockup shops being engineered by the enemy, I decree and declare capture in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Chidubem, I declare you will never be a victim of ritualists in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you will never be a victim of ritualists in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Chidubem, in the name of Jesus, you are safeguarded and defended by the hand of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a lady, tall, fair in complexion, chubby in size. On your left leg, it seems like you strain your muscles and it is causing a serious ache and even affected the way you walk. I decree and declare the hand of Christ has stretched it out and you are released and healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a name written before me called Emeka, but that Emeka is written upon a pig. I declare, Emeka, you're not a pig. You are made in the image of God. You are released from that strange influence in the mighty name of Jesus. From this day, your wife will start seeing you differently because you're not a pig. You are a son of the kingdom, sealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a provision shop. You are product is being eaten up by a strange rat. I decree and declare that witchcraft rat, you have dried up, cancelled and taken out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your shop is heavily defended in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. I'm seeing a child listening to me in our Mark teaching hospital. It seems like you drank kerosene, but that kerosene, not just only kerosene, it was mixed with other additives and it's destroying your entire system. I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ, the force of the blood of Jesus that speak life, infuse life of Christ in and through you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are healed and released from that contact in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a lady frying corn around Ameni, around Ameni. You're frying corn at the main road. Suddenly, a Honda Accord old model failed brake and hit you there. I decree and declare you are safeguarded. Catch Sora in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare catch Sora in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a strange man, a very wicked man, a strange man around that Abbey Act 6. This year, that man has taken away 4 lives. This year alone, that man has taken away 4 lives. I decree and declare, the hand of my God is upon that stranger. Oh, you stranger, you are unplugged and taken out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, cleared out of the way completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a man, 41 years of age, chocolate in complexion, about 5'8". Tall, you wears a red cap in the name Theophilus. I decree and declare, not elected position in your town, they are trying to deny you. You are elected and established in that position in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are elected and established in that position in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare, thank you. I'm seeing a name before me, Chibo. Chibo, you will never be a ridicule and a mockery to your generation in the mighty name of Jesus. Catch sword in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing two persons in Amobe prison. They did nothing, but they have been in prison, in Amobe prison. One is 3 years, one is 4 years and 5 months. I decree and declare, the hand of my God has released you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man, you slept and wake up. Suddenly, it seems like a fly entered into your eye. From that day, your left eye went wrong. I decree and declare, you're wearing black speck now because of the way your left eye has been damaged. I decree and declare, the breath of God has recreated your eye bulbs. You are completely healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the Holy Wise God. I'm seeing a papa. I decree and declare, any strange or ulike called pile, the hand of Christ has pushed it back, cut it off, and taken it out of your system completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a child of 17 years vomiting. I decree and declare, the hand of Jesus Christ has ended that strange poison they poisoned you with in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit. You are in a civil service, 52 years of age. I decree and declare, that promotion they have denied you for the past 3 years and 8 months, you are consciously released unto you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There is a barrister I'm seeing. You're a legal luminary, but now you are seriously sick. They said it's hepatitis B. Hear me. The voice of life has set you free from that infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. You are released in Jesus' name. Thank you, the Holy Wise God, for you have heard me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our contact address for testimonies and prayers, 080-675-64001, 080-675-64001. And our counseling is on Tuesdays, 8 a.m. On Wednesday, fellowships by 11 a.m. First Friday of every month, 9th of rest, 1 of September, 2nd of September by 10 p.m. The School of Kingdom Mysteries, the month of August, comes up on 14th and 21st of August. 14th and 21st of August by 3 p.m. Facebook, Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International. Our website is eagleanddovewisdomministry.com. Our ministry is located in Amazigh Village, Mbok, Okanot, Anambra State. If you are coming, stop at the Dove Plaza. Ask the bike people to bring you to Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry. It's a popular environment. Thank you. God bless you.